Dr. Dubious, you see, we agree that the odds of these prophecies coming true are close to impossible.
It's all a crazy long shot.
I'll say.
Ditto!
Please, Frank.
But in spite of the odds, not in the author's favor, the prophecies still came true.
You can put that on the test.
Great Scott!
Pause. There it is again with the Scott guy. I do not think he is as great as you think he is.
They did all come true, didn't they? Jesus fulfilled all of them.
Yes, Lisa. Many have been fulfilled, and some are yet to come. But listen to this regarding faith. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that my preaching was not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not rest in human wisdom, but on God's power. We don't need all of this MAPS evidence to place our faith and trust in Christ. The faith in the evidence does not save us. God's power and grace do that.
Yes, it's making sense.
Okay, touche, but
see,
I just...
faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And the evidence we've been talking about today just gives us more confidence. We don't have a mere blind faith. It's an objective faith. We have a faith supported by evidence that the Bible we read is reliable and accurate, and those scriptures point to the Creator and Savior of the universe.
And that Savior calls us to follow Him.
Even if we didn't have any evidence, Jesus is still alive. I know Him, He knows me. He has changed me from the inside out. Jesus has changed billions of people's lives, and He can change yours, too.
I know what you mean,
for
Sam.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what you mean.
Really, Lisa? That's great.
I started reading this Bible to prove how wrong it was, but when I read it, I knew deep down that the Bible is true. I can't stop thinking about it. I think I want to follow Him like the disciples did.